obviously, there's been just a lot of talk about the how the offense is going to look without Cucho, without Christian. And I know you've always been a coach, it's more than one player, but how are you envisioning this offense looking, and how just has it looked during training camp this year?
I'm really happy about the beginning of the season, of the preseason, sorry. So we've been training really well with intensity, offensively, defensively. So I'm more concerned for the moment for that. We'll see in the future how everything's going to be. But for the moment, I'm really pleased with what we have in terms of the way we play. We can have a different player playing up front. I don't have to play only with forward. I can play also with midfielders or other players. So, but since the beginning and the last 10 days or so have been really, really good. So I'm happy with that.
I know, we know Diego, we know Jason, those are key forwards for you guys, attackers. But can you talk about other players that you will be expecting to contribute a lot offensively that just you might be overlooked sometimes, like who you expect a lot from?
Like I said yesterday, since I've been here and hopefully also when I was also when I started, this is important for me that everybody can score. So for me, this is not an issue. Yes, obviously, the forward, this is his job to score. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, the first year, the second year here was the same also. I would like to involve everyone. So this is what happened the last 10 days here. So we are players who can play in different positions. So this is for me the most important. So there is yes, obviously Diego and Jason. After that, we can have also midfielders. We can have also wing back. We can have different animations. So again, this is a collective aspect. And it's going to be good because I can see something different also.
And who are some young players? And I know Darlington mentioned he's been working with Taha. Can you just talk about how the young players have been looking in this campus, even the crew two ones that you have with you guys now?
No, they've been good. To be honest, I liked for them. This is not an assessment, it's not an evaluation because I've been there and I don't like when the coaches, it's me talking, but when coaches, I like to say that he's going to come for the preseason and we're going to evaluate him. No, yeah, we have all the year, to see them. But they've been good so far. Good spirit. Obviously, it's normal. But in terms of connections, they show also a few good stuff. And after that, we'll see during the season how they can improve and try to be consistent.
One last thing for me, just an update on how Nico's doing with his broken finger, and if Malte's, I know he's been training, but it looks like he'll be good for the season opener.
Yes, Marte is good. No issues. Not good, but it's good for him to be back and also for the group because he can bring a really good energy and also a competitive spirit that we need. And Nico is he started to run, so everything is going well for the moment, and we'll see step by step.
Thank you. And sorry about the little connection issue at the beginning.
No problem. No
All
problem.
good. Yeah, thanks. Let's go to Joe.
Coach, when you're speaking about the young players, can you just talk about seeing the progression of Chase Adams, what he did there with the national team, and what he also being compared to like a younger version of Erling Haaland?
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that. Well, listen, good for him. He scored 10 goals apparently with the national team. Again, I don't take that for granted. And when he will come back, I will tell him because this is not every day that we can score 10 goals. So listen, the first camp is not with us, obviously, but the first camp, he struggled a bit, to be honest with you. So again, it could happen. I call it the learning curve that he wanted to do well, but technically and at some moment also he struggled. But this is normal because he's only 17 or 16 years old. But after that, he was able to come back and to show his quality as a forward and also his quality as a link-up play. So again, I'm happy that he had a good game against with the national team. Now I'm gonna be back, and the idea is to be consistent. But the comparison, I don't know. But what I want him to be is to be himself and to try to improve.
And sticking with like some of the development of the young players, how big is it to have a club, you know, two club legends, you know, coaching, you know, the crew too, by with Higuain and Josh Williams there, you know, furthering the all for one club mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure, this is I'm really happy. And to be honest, for me, this is really important. You know me, I like to talk about legacy, and for me, this is what we have to do. And Pipa is Pipa. This club, this is really important for him. And he was I was not there, but obviously Issa told me that he was really emotional when Issa told him that he would become the coach. And I saw him a bit. He's really passionate about the game, and for me, this is the key point to become and to be a good coach. And Josh, I also am not surprised, because when he was in job, I decided with my staff, but I decided to give him more responsibility. So he started to do some individual work with the center back or with the midfielders. I challenge him a bit to create exercise and so on. So again, really passionate person for the game, and for me, this is really good for the club and for the future, and also for our future players.
Last one for me. It's a two-part one. What have you seen so far this preseason that is giving you goosebumps? That you know you like to have the goosebumps watching the team play. And then, you know, going into the season opener, when do those goosebumps start?
I'm gonna be honest with you. This is what I told the player. We are ahead. We are in the first year and the second year. We are better because we are able to do a certain thing that we didn't do last year in terms of movement, in terms of movement with all the team. Last year it was with a few lines. Now we are able to do it with all the team. So this is really interesting. The intensity that we have also, this is really good. After that, like you know me, in terms of results, I don't know, but in terms of process and where we are at, if we compare with last year. So I had a few goosebumps already, and this is a good sign. And after that, like I said, we'll see during the season.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.